I just needed money to go on holiday. My bank couldn't give me an overdraft or anything, so I went to them.
So you took out a loan of £120, and how much were they saying that you owed?
It was just going up and up and up, so around like point now, I think it was just like £800. I couldn't really afford it, and I was getting worried that in a few more months I'll owe like £1,600, and I wouldn't be able to afford it.
Did you not know when you took loans out with them initially what sort of situation you were getting yourself into?
It's so easy to get one, and so easy to just go online and get one. You don't really look at the small print, and they don't really tell you that much.
What's your attitude to companies like Wonga?
I think they should be banned, to be honest, because it's so easy to get one. Anyone can get, like, you can lie about how much you earn and how you can increase how much you can get, and then before you know it, you're in debt.
And did you ever lie to them about how much you earned?
I said I worked full-time and I never, but apart from that, that was it. Because I only took out a small amount compared to some.
But this is the point, is the reason why they've been told to write off these debts is because they weren't doing proper checks on people. And obviously they didn't do a proper check on you.
Yeah, exactly. You can be a vicious circle, you can get a loan, pay it back, get a loan, pay it back every month, and then you just end up owing more and more money.
If everything's written off, are you debt-free?
I'm debt-free, yeah.
What would that be like?
Quite depressing, but now I'm quite relieved now.